ever feel like you're drowning in like a million to-dos, but at the same time you're like craving those light bulb moments,
Yeah, I
right?
got
The
you.
ones that lead to like real innovation.
Yep.
Well, today we're diving into how AI can actually boost your creative thinking by taking care of all the boring stuff. And get this, our deep dive is based on a case study from iFlow.bot.
Okay.
They specialize in crafting like super effective prompts for AI. Think of them as like the prompt whisperers
Okay.
guiding AI to produce like truly mind-blowing
I
results.
like it.
So they've got this really intriguing premise. Instead of just asking AI for a simple solution, right?
Yeah.
We can build a multi-layered AI strategy that tackles business automation in a really smart way.
It's like giving AI a recipe for success instead of just a list of ingredients.
Exactly. iFlow.bot starts with a prompt that on the surface sounds pretty straightforward. They ask the AI to develop a strategy where AI automates 80% of business processes while enhancing employee creativity. Now, you might be thinking, that sounds pretty good already. What's wrong with that?
Right.
But hold on, wouldn't you agree that's a bit too broad for AI to really sink its teeth into?
Yeah, it is. It's like asking a chef to make something delicious. You might get something edible, but it's probably not going to be a Michelin star masterpiece. You need to provide more context, more specifics, more guidance to get truly innovative results.
Right, it needs more. That's where iFlow.bot's expertise comes in what they call level 5 prompt optimization. They have this whole system for refining prompts and making them way more powerful, more specific, more strategic, like taking that basic recipe and adding layers of flavor and complexity to create something truly extraordinary.
Absolutely. One of those layers is something called first principle thinking. This involves breaking down a problem, in this case business operations, into its most fundamental elements. It's about constantly asking why until you get to the core of things, uncovering the underlying principles that govern how things work.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like figuring out the basic building blocks of a successful business.
So instead of just automating tasks as they are now, we're pushing the AI to really rethink how things could be done from the ground up. And that's just one of the techniques iFlow.bot uses. They also employ something called multi-agent debate simulation, which sounds super intriguing.
It is. Imagine a virtual room where you have a CEO obsessed with automation, a worried employee concerned about job security, and an AI ethics expert cautioning against potential risks. iFlow.bot sets up this virtual debate within the AI system, forcing it to consider all these conflicting perspectives before coming up with a solution.
Wow, so the AI is basically having its own internal brainstorming session, hashing out the pros and cons from every angle. That's wild.
It is, and it makes the final strategy much more robust and well-rounded. It's not just about finding a technically sound solution, but also one that considers the human and social implications. It's about responsible AI implementation.
Now, you mentioned level 5 prompt optimization, but we haven't really unpacked what that entails. What exactly goes into that process?
It involves a series of steps, each designed to refine the prompt and guide the AI towards a more comprehensive and actionable strategy.
Okay. Can you give us like a taste of what some of those steps are?
Of course. One of the key steps is incorporating systems thinking. The AI isn't just looking at individual tasks in isolation. It's considering how automation in one area might impact other parts of the business. It's thinking about the interconnectedness of different departments, how changes can ripple out and create unintended consequences.
It's like that butterfly effect thing, right? One small change in one area can have huge unforeseen consequences elsewhere. So the AI is essentially learning to think like a business strategist, seeing the bigger picture and anticipating potential challenges.
Exactly, and that's just the beginning. iFlow.bot also uses a technique called AI self-reflection, which is where things get really interesting.
Hold on, AI self-reflection, you mean the AI critiques its own work? How does that even work?
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing, isn't it? After the AI generates its initial strategy, iFlow.bot prompts it to evaluate its own output. They essentially ask the AI, okay, what are the weaknesses of this plan? What did you miss? How can it be better?
Wow, that's like asking the AI to hold up a mirror to itself and be brutally honest. I'm guessing that's where a lot of the hidden gems come from, right? The things that a human might not even think to ask.
You got it. The AI can spot gaps in its logic, identify potential risks, and suggest ways to improve the strategy.
Okay, so we've got this refined prompt, the AI's initial strategy, and then some serious self-reflection. Where do we go from there? What's the next step in this recipe for AI success?
Well, before we dive into the AI's findings and the final strategy, let's take a quick step back and think about why this whole process is so important. Imagine you're baking a cake.
Ooh, I love a good baking analogy.
So you wouldn't just throw all the ingredients in a bowl at once and hope for the best, would you?
No.
You need a recipe, a specific order of operations to make sure everything comes together properly.
You need to cream the butter and sugar, fold in the dry ingredients, bake it at the right temperature. Baking is all about the steps.
And that's exactly what iFlow.bot is doing with AI prompts. They're creating a structured process, a recipe for success that guides the AI through each stage of development. The result is a coherent, actionable strategy, not just a random jumble of ideas.
It's like they're giving the AI the tools and guidance to create something truly remarkable. It's not just about having a powerful AI, it's about knowing how to wield that power effectively.
Exactly. That's why this case study is so exciting. It's not just about automating business processes. It's about demonstrating the potential of AI to amplify human ingenuity.
Okay, enough suspense. Let's see what this super smart AI came up with after all that brainstorming and self-reflection. What kind of strategy did it produce?
Well, the AI's initial strategy before the self-reflection stage had some definite strengths. For example, it did a great job of categorizing tasks that were ripe for automation versus those that needed human involvement.
Okay.
It also analyzed how automation might impact various departments, pointing out potential hurdles and opportunities. But
Ugh, there's always a but, isn't there? What were the weaknesses the AI uncovered during its self-reflection?
the AI itself pinpointed a couple of key areas for improvement. First, it admitted it lacked real-world examples and financial considerations, making the strategy feel a bit theoretical.
Right.
Second, it lacked a clear roadmap for implementation, kind of like having a blueprint for a house, but no instruction manual on how to actually build it.
So it was great at the big picture thinking, but it needed a little help with the practical details.
Precisely. And that's why the self-reflection stage is so critical. It forces the AI to go beyond abstract concepts and consider the real-world complexities of implementing such a massive change. It's this critical thinking that elevates the strategy from simply interesting to genuinely valuable.
So the AI found its own flaws. What happened next? Did it throw in the towel?
Not at all. That's where the recursive improvement part comes in. The AI took those critiques seriously and went back to the drawing board. It incorporated real-world case studies of companies that had successfully implemented similar automation strategies. It created a phased adoption plan to minimize disruption to the business, and probably music to any executive's ears.
It crunched the numbers and gave us a cost-benefit analysis, right?
You know it. It developed a detailed financial breakdown outlining the potential return on investment for implementing the strategy. It basically handed executives all the data they needed to make a well-informed decision.
Okay, now we're talking. A practical, actionable plan with real-world examples and a solid financial foundation. But what does the final optimized strategy actually look like?
It's a hybrid model that combines the efficiency of AI automation with the ingenuity and adaptability of human workers. It prioritizes a phased implementation, focusing first on areas where automation can make the biggest impact with the least disruption. It even includes strategies for upskilling and retraining employees so everyone benefits from this transition.
It sounds like a plan that embraces technology without forgetting the human element. Now, a question that probably pops into everyone's mind when they hear about AI and automation is, what about jobs? Is AI coming for my job?
That's a crucial question, and one that the AI was specifically programmed to address. Remember that multi-agent debate simulation we talked about earlier? The AI had to grapple with those very concerns, considering the perspectives of both the CEO, who wants to automate everything, and the employee who fears being replaced. The final strategy is designed to mitigate those risks by focusing on automating tasks, not jobs.
Okay, so it's not about replacing humans entirely, but about freeing them from those like repetitive mind-numbing tasks, right? The ones that like drain their energy and stifle their creativity.
Exactly. Think about it. How much more could you accomplish if you could hand off those tedious data entry tasks, the endless scheduling back and forth, those routine customer service inquiries? The AI could handle all of that, allowing you to focus on what humans do best.
Things like strategic thinking, creative problem solving, building relationships, those tasks that require that human touch. It's like that saying, work smarter, not harder. But in this case, it's work smarter with AI.
That's precisely the vision iFlow.bot is presenting. It's not human versus AI, it's human plus AI. And here's where it gets really interesting. The AI itself, through its self-reflection process, acknowledged the importance of this partnership. It highlighted the need for ongoing training and development for employees to ensure they have the skills to thrive in this new AI-powered world.
So the AI is basically saying, hey, I'm here to help, but you humans need to keep learning and evolving too. That's pretty incredible. It's almost like the AI is taking on like a mentorship role.
It is a fascinating dynamic.
Yeah.
And it points to the potential for AI to not only automate tasks, but to actually enhance human capabilities.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where AI could help you learn new things faster, solve problems more creatively, even uncover hidden talents you didn't know you possessed.
Now you're making me excited about the future. But let's get back to like the practicalities for a moment. We've talked about the theory, the strategies, the benefits, but how do we actually implement this grand vision? How do you take this AI-powered plan and make it a reality within a business? What are the nuts and bolts of this transformation?
That's where the AI's phased adoption plan comes into play. It's not about suddenly flipping a switch and everything's automated. The AI recommends a gradual process, starting with pinpointing those areas where automation can deliver the biggest impact with the least disruption.
So it's kind of like dipping your toes in the water before taking the plunge. Start small, gain some confidence, and then gradually scale up. Where does the AI suggest we start?
It recommends starting with tasks that are highly repetitive and rule-based. Think data entry, invoice processing, appointment scheduling. These are areas where AI can achieve a high level of accuracy, freeing up significant time and resources.
That makes sense. But once those low-hanging fruit have been automated, where do we go next?
Then you move on to more complex processes, things that might require a degree of decision-making or judgment. This is where AI can act as a powerful ally, providing insights, recommendations, even predictions to help you make better, faster decisions.
So the AI becomes like a super-powered assistant, tirelessly analyzing data, identifying patterns, and anticipating potential problems. It's like having a team of brilliant analysts working 24/7 behind the scenes.
Exactly. And as AI technology advances, this type of human AI collaboration will only become more sophisticated and more powerful. Imagine a marketing team that can use AI to personalize campaigns in real time based on individual customer preferences. Or a sales team equipped with AI that predicts which leads are most likely to convert. The possibilities are truly limitless.
This is starting to sound less like science fiction and more like the future of work. But I can't help but wonder about the human element. We've talked about retraining and upskilling, but what about the emotional side of things? How do we make sure employees feel valued and empowered in this new AI-driven world?
That's a crucial part of this transformation, and it's something the AI was programmed to address. Remember the AI ethics expert in the multi-agent debate? Their role was to ensure the strategy prioritized human well-being and ethical considerations.
So it's not just about efficiency and productivity. It's about creating a work environment where people feel supported and fulfilled. What kind of strategies did the AI recommend?
It recommended a number of approaches, including transparent communication, clear decision-making processes, opportunities for professional development, and importantly, a focus on fostering a culture of collaboration and innovation.
It's almost like the AI is advocating for a more human-centric approach to work, even as it introduces more automation. It's as if it's saying, hey, let's use this technology to create a better world for everyone, not just to make more money.
I think that's a key takeaway from this entire deep dive. The future of work isn't about AI replacing humans. It's about AI empowering humans to reach their full potential, to do work that is meaningful to them in a way that aligns with their values and aspirations.
I love that. So it's not just about working smarter. It's about working more meaningfully. It's about using AI to create a world where work is less about drudgery and more about unleashing your creativity and making a real difference.
That's what's so exciting about this field. There's so much potential for AI to help us build a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
This deep dive has been eye-opening. We've gone from a simple AI prompt to a comprehensive strategy that could revolutionize the way we work. It's amazing to see how far AI has come and how much more it can achieve with the right guidance and prompting.
It truly is remarkable what we can accomplish when we combine the power of AI with human ingenuity and a dedication to ethical and sustainable practices.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, but before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with like a thought-provoking question.
Oh, you know? Okay.
If you could hand over just one like repetitive task in your work to AI, something that's currently eating up your time and mental energy, what would it be? What could you achieve if you could reclaim all those hours spent on tasks that, let's be honest, don't exactly spark joy?
It's a powerful question that really gets you thinking about the practical applications of these ideas, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's those endless email chains, those reports that require like pulling data from multiple sources, or those routine social media posts, you know? Just imagine the creative projects you could finally tackle, the innovative ideas you could explore if AI took those tasks off your plate.
This is where the real magic of AI comes in, right? It's not just about efficiency. It's about reigniting the passion in your work, rediscovering the joy in what you do. It's about freeing up your mental bandwidth to focus on those tasks that truly utilize your unique human skills and talents.
And the exciting thing is that this AI-powered transformation is within reach for businesses and individuals alike. We don't have to wait for some far-off future. We can start implementing these strategies today. Resources like iFlow.bot are making it easier than ever to harness the power of AI, even if you don't have a team of data scientists at your disposal.
Yeah, they've done the hard work of crafting those super effective prompts so you can focus on applying the insights and transforming your workflow. So if you're feeling bogged down by routine tasks, if you're yearning for more time to think strategically and creatively, take inspiration from this deep dive.
Explore the possibilities of AI automation and imagine how it could revolutionize the way you work and help you reach your full potential.
We've only just scratched the surface of what's possible when we combine human ingenuity with the power of AI.
It's an exciting time to be alive. And AI has the potential to be like a powerful tool for creating a brighter future for everyone.
So keep learning, keep innovating, and keep diving deep.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of AI and business automation. Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.